Hello and welcome back to the Moahe podcast. This is episode 59 and today we'll be discussing Batman, the TV show Gotham, and why Marvel Cinematic Universe worked while DC's didn't. Wait, isn't this meant to be a Dream S&P podcast? I'm back.
Hello.
We're all back. Well, you guys are back. I've been here.
That's true.
My skin has gone from very, very, very pale beige to very, very pale beige.
Oh, we lost a very. Wow.
Yeah, a little slight tan.
I'm Irish, so.
So that's about as severe as a tan as you can get. I'm assuming you're as pale as I am, which means we don't tan, we burn.
And freckle.
That's
and freckle.
True.
Oh, so many freckles.
It's very annoying having skin like mine because your insects just love you.
Yeah, maybe that's why I get mosquito bites all the
time. Oh, damn mosquitoes.
I think it's like a mix. Like I think specifically Irish people, there's a specific gene that's common in the Irish population that makes your skin like softer.
Huh.
Essentially.
Oh, well, I mean that's not a bad trait.
It makes it easier. I mean, it's also associated with higher risk of skin cancer, so you know, balance that.
Oh, okay.
And also just
positive.
The fact that if skin's paler, it's basically just easier for insects to find veins if they want to like get the blood.
Oh, tell that to the last time I went to the doctor and it took them like 20 minutes to find a vein. Like, god dang.
Oh my god.
That was so annoying. That was so annoying. I just could not find a vein for the life of them, and I was like, please. Please, I don't feel like getting stabbed again.
But yeah, like, Irish people, we tend not to tan well. There's like this whole industry of like fake tan, especially with like teenagers and stuff.
Oh, what, the whole spray tan?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like those. They just turn you kind of orangey, I feel like. Like, I mean, I guess even if you get them done well, though, I feel like they just don't turn out nice. It's much better to just do it like a natural tan, you know? If you have the ability. Anyways, that's not what this podcast is about. We're not a tanning podcast.
Okay, so not much stuff has happened. Some stuff has happened. For instance, we are again being told that the final Sam Booker stream is soon. But there's a bit more hope because apparently Bad Boy Halo has fixed his internet problems. And like they're fixed, not they'll be fixed soon. So
I feel like every single
there
time
is a bit more hope.
Like every single time we record one of these episodes, we get that same thing though. We're like, his internet's almost fixed, guys.
Well, now it is actually fixed, so we'll just have to see. Presumably, what's gonna happen next is Sam's internet is gonna die again.
Well, no. I know what it is. Sam's sick. That's why.
Yeah.
Bad's internet's fixed. Sam is sick, so that's why nothing's happened. Because Sam has just been talking about how his internet. I think his internet was being crappy before. And now he's sick.
Didn't he have like a double ear infection recently? Like,
I know Sapnap had that happen to him.
I swear
I
it's been like a running trend with the streamers. It's been like ear infections, and I'm like, god damn, that is like, that's rough.
I just remember I saw somebody to like Sam's like little update post being like, hey guys, I'm still sick. I'm sorry. And somebody responds, she's like, I feel like you've been sick all year. Are you okay? It's like he really has.
It's
been,
the mysterious
like,
medical
yeah.
like disorder that you don't know what it is, but it just keeps coming back. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I know for me, and I think it's experience a lot of other people had is like going back to stuff after COVID. I mean, like obviously COVID's still like around in the problem, but like as restrictions were lowered and as people started getting loose, then you suddenly start getting really sick. Cause I had it like I had it a while ago. Like just a period where I just kept getting sick for a little while.
Oh.
Because I just spent like over a year wearing masks all the time.
Huh. I guess my immune system's just too strong because I literally was in a house with somebody who had
Holy
COVID,
shit.
Didn't get it, and I haven't gotten sick. All year.
I've still been inside.
My whole family got COVID because
yeah,
my baby brother got COVID, and like once he got it, we were all gonna get
that
it.
That sucks.
Oh yeah, no, you.
Because he's the kind of kid who will, like stick your hand in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. There's not much you can do there.
Okay, so back to lore. So Sam Booker, Dream S&P is now canon to Hermitcraft. in as being like in a different universe as part of the overarching Gigaverse of Hermitcraft.
Yeah, I heard about that. Who said it? Was it in the
Vanilla Quadrant within the multiplayer galaxy?
Yeah, who said it?
Was it Rendog?
Rendog, that was it. I knew it had the dog part. I couldn't remember if it was I was gonna say B-Dog, but I was like, that's two different people I'm putting together. Yeah, it's he's made all servers like a multiverse. It's the biggest crossover of all time.
Yeah, it's interesting because the way he's talking about it is like Hermitcraft is like a solar system and each season is a planet. Except for season 8 because that was a simulation. So I'm assuming that in this case that GMSMP is like a solar system but it's only got like, I guess, one planet. But then like the update world could be like a moon. I don't know. I think it being a moon makes sense.
I don't know. I know for like Hermitcraft or whatever, it's each season's on a different planet.
Yeah.
It could be something like that where like the 1.19 world is a different planet versus this planet.
Yeah, but it's not like a different series in the same way the different Hermitcraft seasons are.
Well yeah, but I mean,
but it's like a distinct world from the regular GMSMP world, which is why I think moon kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, because it's like something they can easily travel between.
Yeah, I don't know, honestly. Honestly, with the way the DSMP works, see. I don't know if we'd ever get like a,
although
like
GMSMP
a formal explanation.
How to Sex 4 was revealed.
Oh, yeah. What did it say? I can't remember.
It said
stick it in
yes.
Your brain, that was it.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
Lord.
I guess. That makes. Why? Oh my god. This fandom makes a lot of jokes about minors, but why. why is the minor writing that? Jesus Christ.
Hey, he's 18.
Well, I mean, yeah, now, but not when he wrote it. Like, what the fuck?
I mean.
Like, why was that just
a
joke?
That's what teenage boys
like
are like, especially British
high
teenage
school,
boys.
Yeah, high school.
Oh well, yeah, like it's very on brand for Tommy, but like, considering all the complaints in this fandom about different
Callahan
things.
Callahan joined the server for 2 seconds.
Callahan did?
It was 8 seconds.
Wait, sorry, who did?
Callahan.
Oh, I mean, that's not abnormal, is it? I mean, Callahan's on fairly often, isn't he?
Carl joined Staffing Up and Quackity, but in no lore area.
Oh yeah, that happened. I don't remember. I don't think I got to watch that entire stream. I don't know all of what they did. But I remember that. That was fun. That was a fun stream. It was just a lot of them hanging out, which is always nice. We like those streams. Those streams are nice.
I swear I somehow saw discourse about that.
Oh yeah, Rambo's character canonically has 2 moms.
Oh yeah, the Ender moms.
Yeah, the Dream SMP panels. We talked about that last episode when you guys weren't here. We talked about some of the stuff we got out of that panel, which we did get a lot, but we got some, you know, some fun, like, things like that. I think that was kind of it, but... We didn't really get a lot of, like, lore drop stuff that we didn't already know. From what I heard, it was a lot more questions about, like the CCs in general. Which, you know, that's fine. But
yeah, it makes sense.
Not what we're here for. No. We're here for the lore!
Yeah, I couldn't watch it because where I was had bad internet, so I just relied on what people were talking about.
I just actively chose not to watch it because that's my life right now.
Living the life.
All the other fandoms. The other fandoms I'm in have just grabbed hold of me.
Yeah, I've just like suddenly fallen back into like Batman fanfiction.
Man,
so.
I've been watching Gotham. Listen. Man, that's a good show.
Yo! I just finished that like not that long ago.
But
it's so trash.
Okay, but I was thinking like this is like what I want from GMSMP. I want it to be as like wacky and zany and just like completely as like shit just happens.
I'm just, like, I've just been sick, like, okay, so there was this one Batman series I watched as a kid. It's a different one, like the one that people always talk about. I didn't watch that one. I watched the Batman. Which is actually really cool. And I liked it when I was a kid because it reminded me of Spider-Man, because there's this whole plot where, like, Batman, the police are against Batman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really different from how, like, all the others.
The other ones where he's, like, almost always working with them.
Yeah. I remember, like, a lot of the main plots that I remember from that involved that stuff, so I found it really interesting. Even though I was, like, 9 when I watched it. Also, it has, like, 100% the most creative Joker design.
Which one is that?
Yeah, Google it.
Hold on, wait, I want to see it. Hold on, I want to see it.
It's called The Batman. I think it's, like,
The Batman.
2007, maybe?
Joker. Oh, it's that guy! He's super freaky looking.
Yeah, it's just really creative.
He looks
it's so
like
different.
A monster.
Yeah, because, like, there's, like, these kind of two generic types of Joker designs, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's a typical one you see in the comics.
Yeah.
And then
most
there's,
of them
like,
look
the more
like
live-action
similar.
Designs. And like, there's basically the two genres of it. And then that one just went completely different, and it was very... I liked that design, just because it's so creative.
Okay, wait. I know, Savvy, you just said... Have you,
We got a bit off topic, didn't we?
Yeah, well, no, I'm gonna keep us off topic because I'm a little obsessed with Batman. A little bit. Anyways, no, Savvy, you said you were watching Gotham. Sai, have you ever watched Gotham?
Gotham is so good.
No, I've heard of it, but I'm not a huge fan of live action, usually, because they have difficulty telling characters apart.
That's fair.
That's fair, but they do have some pretty distinctive character designs.
They do. They
yeah,
do.
Yeah, usually depends.
Because everybody's kind of got, like, a distinctive...
Like, it's like they got some
I don't think any of the characters look helps. Very, very similar to each other. Mm-hmm. Except the characters that are literally played by the same person. And then, of course, you've got... Savu, how far into the show are you?
Oh, God. I think...
Just, like, a season's good, because I want to know if you've gotten to any of the Poison Ivy
don't
stuff.
Don't they have, like, an Alfred TV show now? Like,
they do! It's
anyway.
I've
like,
heard it's terrible. I've heard it's so bad.
What even is the plot for that?
Like, apparently Alfred wants to bang Bruce's mom. That's
what?
It. That's all I know. Yeah,
wait,
that's
wait,
the thing.
Say that again?
I said, apparently, from what I've heard about it, they're doing, like, a plot line where Alfred definitely... is having some romantic tension with Bruce's mom. Like, they want to fuck.
This
is the thing that's happening in this show.
No.
Anyways, yeah, no, I've heard very bad things about it.
How do we segue this into Dream SMP?
Oh, I can segue Batman into Dream SMP, but let me finish. Anyways, Sai.
Dream SMP characters are superheroes.
Yeah, but Sai, if you get the chance, do watch Gotham, because it starts out very good. Mm-hmm. Like, the first season's really, really good, second season's a little worse, and then over time, the plot line, I think, like, end of season
three... Yeah, it's just like,
three,
I think I want to watch...
End of season
I think
three,
I
want to
watch
season
the
four.
Animated stuff, though. Because there's, like, a whole backlog of stuff I haven't watched.
Yeah.
Stuff I want to rewatch. Like, the Batman. And then there's a whole animated universe that involves stuff like Justice League and...
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of those. Okay, well, in that
Batman
case, this
Beyond
recommendation is
that.
For Sabu. Sabu.
Yes.
So it's the first, like, three seasons. They're pretty decent. And then season four... I don't know what the fuck happened to the writing.
Okay.
It, like, end of season 3, season 4, season 5, it just goes down the toilet into complete, like, ridiculousness.
The last,
like,
the
it doesn't
last
make any sense, and it's
so
fun.
It's definitely spiteful because the show got canceled. But season 4
yeah.
is, like, they went
what the fuck?
And also, like, the...
they went nuts!
They went hard with, the Riddler, penguin angle. Like,
oh, the Riddler-penguin thing?
And, like... The network was like, we have to cancel it because the only logical conclusion is they're gonna make them kiss on screen. So we have to cancel it.
No, they ended. What did they end it with? They ended it with like they're like not
they're like,
together, but it
like partners in
crime. They're together in every way that can be like without actually just having them dating each other.
Pretty much. It's just
they're best friends, but they're definitely like there's some, I don't know there's some that relationship is something.
It's a fun ride.
It's so
fun
funny.
Ride. Like
oh, but We wanted a segue into Dream SMP. I've got a segue.
Wait, before SMP. I just want to do an absolutely random tangent. Because part of the whole getting back into Batman thing is going back, because I like reading like the original comics and stuff. Like I've read a bunch of like old Spider-Man comics. Original Batman, like when he goes into public domain, which is in only like 12 years, it is going to be so fun seeing what people come up with, because original Batman is so different from modern Batman.
Oh yeah.
Like he's just going around, he's like killing people, he lives in New York, he's... One of the big differences is he's very much a detective. Like, modern Batman stops crimes. Original Batman, like, showed up after a crime happened.
The original Batman was kind of like
and then stopped it from happening again.
Yeah. He was kind of a Sherlock, but not quite. But more specifically, he was... It wasn't as dark and, like, dramatically edgy.
Hmm. Also, original Joker is just, like...
Yeah, he's
a regular guy. Like he's just like weirdo. A gangster.
Yeah.
He murders people.
Yeah, it just depends. I don't know.
Like he's not even like there's like when a lot of people think of the original Joker, they think of like more like the Golden Age Joker. Who was a lot more just like comedy stuff, right? But you go back to like the first set of comics and he's very much like this gangster who goes around like killing people but only for like a reason. Like he's a far more like of a lawful,
a lot of the
when the modern Joker is like very much chaotic evil.
Yeah, he's a psycho. What was it? Okay,
I just cannot wait until it goes into public domain because there's gonna be like the potential for so many interesting stories with that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it'll be neat to see what people do with him. But we wanted a segue. I have a segue.
Yeah.
So I'm a big Batman. Well, okay, not specifically Batman, but I'm a big Batman Bat family fan. Mm. I like that stuff. I've been into it for a long time. Specifically Jason Todd, who is my boy, my son. And anyways, I've seen other people say that he's other people. That was a confusing sentence. But anyways, Jason Todd and Character Dream. Same hat. They're not exactly the same. They're a little different, but they're very similar. And I will not take any dissension. They're too similar. I will fight for this till the day I die.
I was listening to, you know, that Dream SMP song, the Wilbur one revived?
Yeah.
That works as a Jason Todd song.
It does. There's a fan Jason Todd song that I really, really like called Death in the Family. Because he's a sad boy. But, the first time I listened to it, it's really good for Jason, but then the more I listened to it, I was like, this could be a dream song, too.
I'm gonna have to name this episode something like the Batman episode.
I mean, go for it. I love Batman, and I will talk about it. Okay. No, see, I have a problem. I like Batman, and I like the Bat family, but it's really just Jason, because I watched, what was it, the animated Under the Red Hood movie when I was a kid randomly, and he's just been in my mind rent free for the rest of my life since. I will do anything for Jason. But I'm pretty sure at one point when I was watching Gotham, because I was recently watching Gotham, I ended up making like a joking fan cast for what Dream SMP would be what characters.
I honestly
in Gotham.
Like you went hard with like who you chose for like Riddler and Penguin. I was like, yeah, I agree. Like, because I'm pretty sure it was like Quackity and Dream or something like that. And I was like, yeah.
I think so. Here, wait, can I find it? It was very dumb. Like, it wasn't super. It was not me going full tilt into trying to get like as close matches as I could. But I did a pretty good job for no damn reason.
Like, you went pretty hard. I was like,
Hold on. Can I find it, though? That's the question. I don't remember if it was on my Prime or what, but I had a fun time with it, because...
I've got a Bat Family question that you're probably more experienced with this stuff than me.
Yes, give me
questions. It's only, like, Damien, he's got the thing where, like, in the comics it just has, like, this TT. I have absolutely no idea what that's meant to represent, like, in terms of sound. Does anyone know that?
I think it's, no like, a... Like a tsk noise. Huh. kind of a thing. Like, he's it's like a disapproving noise. Because that's just kind of how
head,
he is.
In my head, I always think of it as the thing I did, which is... Wait, let me... I just wanted to make sure that was picked up by the speaker.
I don't know if it was.
That's what I just automatically read sounds in my head, because that's something I do. So if I'm thinking about like something someone does like that, that's just what my brain automatically goes to when it sees those letters.
Oh, I found it. I found
yeah,
my little
makes
list.
It sound makes sense as well.
Yeah, well, okay, so this is going to be the Batman episode, but Damian's basically, he's a really, a lot of his popular characterization or whatever, popularly known by, is he's pretty stuck up as a character. Like, he has a very much, like, a holier-than-thou, like, I-am-better-than-you attitude. Mm. Because...
One of the funniest thing I've seen, because I don't read comics much, but I've seen, like, a lot of, like, comic screenshots and stuff on social media, is, like, this seems to be, like, this running gag of him saying, like, I mastered blank ash blank age.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
And it's just the funniest thing.
Yeah, he does that. Yeah, because he was raised by a League of Assassins. He was raised by the League of Assassins. Sorry, that's their proper title. And
I wonder if there's
he's
like ever been a moment where like in
like
universe someone confuses
whatever,
confuses.
So he's got an attitude.
I wonder if like in universe there's ever been a moment when someone was talking about like a league. And it got confused between the League of Assassins and the Justice League. Because I've had moments where I was reading comics and I got those mixed up.
I mean...
So when has there ever been a time in comics where that happened? That would be hilarious.
I mean, if not, they should do that. Because you're right, that would be a very easy gag to pull. Because it'd just be... they probably wouldn't do it with any of the Batman characters. Or at least... Maybe... not Damian. Damian's like... I don't know. But no, you're right. That they could definitely do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's the kind of character where you get the best comedy by him just being really serious.
Yeah, exactly. He's
like
he's
doing like the most ridiculous thing and just being like completely serious about it.
Yeah, he's not really like a jokey character. But yeah, there are some other ones that do some little wisecracks here and there that could work well with. But no, I found my list. So. I was, in season 5 of Gotham, I think, so the last season? I think that's last
yeah.
season? Maybe it was season 6.
Honestly,
anyways,
not. One
Gotham.
Thing I don't get about Gotham is, like, where in the timeline is it meant to be set? Because initially I had the impression that this is, like, when Bruce Wayne is a kid, and then later I
yeah.
saw stuff like, is this later on?
Oh,
or is it, like, a course
the
both?
First
like,
thing you have to understand...
How is the timeline here?
The first thing you have to understand is the timeline is very fucky-wucky compared to the comics. But basically, it's supposed to be set... pre-Batman, but, like, it's the show starts right on the night that Bruce's parents die. And then it follows mostly Jim Gordon investigating it, and then basically kind of covering what Gotham was like and how Gotham, sort of the lead-up to a Gotham that needed a Batman to solve its issues. So you get, like, the origin story of, like, Penguin, of Riddler... of, Solomon Grundy, Bruce, sort of, Selina Kyle, so Catwoman, Leslie Tompkins, Jim Gordon, the police department, Poison Ivy, that kind of, you get, like, the origins of that, but it's not, it's really, it is a very promising... my problem with it was it was a very promising TV show concept of, like, a TV show set in Gotham pre-Batman era, because it gives you an insight, it gives you a chance to, like, develop these characters and, like, show what Gotham is like before Batman becomes a thing, right? Except, clearly, the people who make the show didn't really know how to make a show... where about Gotham, where Batman isn't, like, the main person. So, they quickly run out of things to do, and so they start pushing Bruce into the Batman role way earlier than would make sense. Like, I think by the end of the show, he's, like, become Batman properly. But the actor still looks like he's, like, 16. and it just, it doesn't make a ton of sense. But it's really funny, so...
It's a really funny plot line, especially if you're doing, like, some kind of crossover thing, just like a teenage Batman.
Yeah. And, but the weirdest part is that for the final episode, not to spoiler too much, but they basically do, like, a... They should have ended the show, like, an episode earlier than they did. But for the final episode, they do sort of, like, a flash forward, like, 2 years in the future kind of thing. And they show where all the characters are at. And for some godforsaken reason, they recast who's playing Catgirl or Catwoman. But they didn't recast Bruce for it. So Bruce, the actor, still looks like he's, like, I don't know, 12. And then Selina Kyle looks like a full-grown woman. And it's just like, how am I supposed to believe that this is him 2 years later and this is the same character just 2 years later? It, like, it's bad. Like, why? Oh, Gotham, my favorite train wreck.
It's just fun to watch.
It's so bad, but it's so funny. It's so fun to watch.
Like, you just tune in and you're like, yeah, man, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but this is, like, entertaining as hell. Like,
it's very much of a, like, you're watching it and something happens and you're like, yeah, sure, why
it's
not?
It's almost like you want it to happen.
Yeah, like, that might as well happen.
You want, like, Penguin to, like, show up with Butch and then Butch has a bazooka? Sure, yeah, it's gonna happen. Like,
why not? It's like, you want to get rid of this villain by just literally just having somebody show up and blow him up? Yeah, sure, like, go for it. Like, yeah, that's
it's
fine.
Fun.
We can
it's
do
a
that.
Fun ride.
It's such a dumb show. It's so good,
fun.
Though. Oh my god, it's just, sometimes you just need to watch a show that you can just, like, if your brain is turned off, you will actively enjoy it more than if you, like, put thought into it. Because as soon as you start, like, comparing it to the comics and, like, getting serious about it, it loses any enjoyment because it's just a fucking train wreck. But if you just turn your brain off...
I mean, the thing about it is, I don't read the comics. All my knowledge is from fan fiction and the anime.
That's
shows.
Me. And when I went into Gotham, yeah. I was like, Gotham is a fucking fun ass show because all my knowledge comes from fan fiction, so I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, if you like the fan fiction and you didn't get, like, super into, like, the actual comics, that's kind of where I'm at too, right? Like, I a lot of my Bat fam knowledge comes from fan fiction, and weirdly, I've gotten.
I think it feels, like,
accurate.
Very much one of those fandoms where the fandom is the fandom more than the actual source material. It's like it's the same in, like, the Harry Potter fandom. I find, especially since people are turning away from canon, especially with JK's actions.
Yeah.
Where it's like this fandom sort of perpetually feeding on itself, essentially. Where, rather than the source material being used, it's instead other fanfictions being used as sort of the source material.
Yeah.
For new fanfictions.
Yeah.
That's kind of an interesting phenomena.
Yeah, and I think the only time I've ever seen it, like, in terms of the Batman fandom, where things are more based on canon, is, like, in very specific instances. Like, the Batman video games, like the Arkham series. That series, there are fan fiction about specifically that, like, Batman video games and what happened in those. And those are a lot more based on the source material, but they also pull still a lot from the fandom. So it's a weird... it's, like, a very unique fandom.
I think,
fandom,
like, one of the things
sense.
To realize is, like, because Batman's only, like, 80 years old at the moment...
So, yeah.
You've had so many writers that essentially all of canon is essentially fan fiction in a way. It's each writer's personal interpretation of these characters, some of which are 80 years old at this point.
Plus, not to mention the fact that, like, DC is one of those comic book multiverses where things are just a series of very different random worlds that exist. Like... Like, the Loki TV show that's, like, the TVA or whatever. Yeah. No, DC's been doing that. I mean, both of them have been doing that. But DC does that,
like,
all
the
time.
The actual canon itself isn't as consistent as it would be in something like the Arkham games. Because it's sort of this patchwork of every single Batman comic. Like, no matter, like, what retcons or universe stuff they do, when people think of Batman, they're still sort of thinking of, like, that aggregated version of every version of Batman that there is.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's definitely true.
No matter what is technically canon at the moment.
Yeah.
So I think that's why specifically, and you see the same stuff with Marvel.
Yeah.
Not as much, because Marvel's a bit more consistent.
Yeah. But... Well, because I think Batman's, like, most famous, like, because like, Marvel's so most famous, versions. Like, version is the MCU, and the MCU is, like, all present, right? DC doesn't necessarily have one super popular version.
Also, I think an important thing to note is, again, just, like, the difference in ages. Like, a lot of the most famous DC characters were created in, like, the 1940s. But most of the famous Marvel characters were created in the 1960s. And it remained fairly similar from then on.
Yeah. And I think
with
the
any,
other
like,
thing
elaborations
is just,
on
like,
their stories?
DC has, like, continuously kept restarting a lot of their cinematic universes, right? Like, we've had, I don't know, four different film versions of
how
Batman.
How many Supermans have there been?
Oh, God,
there's been, like,
I don't
so
know.
So many Supermans.
I mean, there's been
and
a
more
of
you. Does more of you include, like, the Arrowverse stuff as well?
Oh, yeah. There have been 11 different Supermans. And
God.
There have been 6 Batmans, which isn't as much. But I think the 11 Supermans
like
extends all the way back to.
Trying to do a good
there have been a lot of Superman movies.
I think
like a current
the
Superman
Wonder
show.
Woman movie and the Batman movie, I think, seem to be like the best because they seem to be kind of doing what Marvel started off as doing, is just doing like individual movies.
Yeah,
where you like you just introduce a character, you do them by yourselves, that's it.
Yeah. It's
and
hit or
then
miss
you can worry,
with
but
DC.
Then they tried doing Justice League and Justice League did not work like Avengers worked.
Yeah, because it was bad. Have you watched that movie? It's
because
bad.
And I think one of the factors is that is they just didn't spend the time building up each character.
Yeah. That was part of it, but it was also just
and also, plot was just bad.
Yeah, the first Wonder Woman movie was pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't watched the second one, so I can't speak on it.
The second one's not good. I've watched it. It's not as good. The Justice League movie is crap. Some of the DC TV shows have been pretty good, but at the same time, they're also terrible. Most of them are CW shows, so like, you know.
Honestly, it might actually benefit DC to go more for the TV show angle because I find that in general, like, the issue with movies is you have to kind of like condense stories.
Yeah.
Like, movies are best when they follow like a very strict, like, 3-act structure and you keep like a minimum amount of characters, minimal amount of development. Otherwise, it just gets too full. I think that was probably... I haven't actually watched Justice League, but I'm assuming that was one of the issues, is because you introduce a bunch of characters that don't have much build-up behind them, so then you don't have any time to really explore any of those characters.
Yeah. It's kind of like...
Within the very short runtime of a film.
Yeah.
So they end up just being kind of boring.
I mean, I think we've even seen that problem in some sense with, like, certain aspects of the Dream SMP, with, like, big day events... Like, because it wasn't that the problem with, oh god, what was it? Sorry, I'm trying to remember. Was it not, it might have been Doomsday or it might have been November 16th, but there was a lot of people who wanted to participate, but it's really hard to shove 30 people into, like, a stream or, like, into a story and have all of them get equal coverage or, like, their big shining moment. And I think that was kind of the problem with a lot of those, like, Justice League Batman films, or not Batman films, but the Justice League films, is that they shoved all of these characters in and it was, I mean, you have a certain limit of how long you can spend doing this. And
yeah,
so, yeah. Each character's not gonna get the screen time that gives them enough information and like knowledge to the audience to make them care about every character. And the Dream SMP has the this Dream SMP has the slight advantage of the fact that, you know, it's individual streams, so like you can tune into different people's streams.
And then again, like you can compare like individual streams to how the MCU did it, which was having the individual movies.
Yeah, so look, had, like, we can tie establishment back to Dream SMP
for a character, and then there were aspects of that shown in the Avengers movie. Like you had the stuff with Black Widow and the Hulk.
Yeah,
and obviously you got the conflicts between Thor and Loki, and between Iron Man and Captain America. Those are all big factors in the Avengers movie that make the characters interesting and are based on stuff that happened in their own movies.
Yeah. Except the Hulk and Black Widow, because neither of them get their own movies.
I was talking more about, like, how that plays into the Hulk's overarching, like, character arc and, like, Bruce with the whole violence thing.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. The Hulk and Black Widow thing. That was a hot button.
See, basically, like, I think what DC doesn't realize that the MCU did was essentially to set up character arcs.
Yeah.
Have like an establishing movie for each character where you sort of start off their character arc. Then when you do your big group movie, you can have little bits of the character arc within that movie, so you don't have to spend like a huge amount of time on anyone in particular.
Yeah.
But you can still give everyone a bit.
The weird thing is, they've pulled that off, but at the same time, they've pulled off before having the ensemble movie be the first movie, but it doesn't quite work, because I'm thinking of, and this is a good example of this, because it's literally the same movie done twice, is Suicide Squad versus the Suicide Squad. So Suicide Squad was the first one that everybody agreed was horrible, even though it had, like, a really good cast. Like, that was the first time Margot Robbie was Harley Quinn. That was, like, the Jared Leto Joker. That was the Will Smith was in it. They had a really good cast. But the show was absolute trash, or the movie was absolute trash, because they tried to shove every, like, 5 or 6 or 7 different characters who didn't have any movies previous into the same movie and have that be their introductory movie. And it was garbage. It was terrible. But then later on, they basically said, no, wait, hold on. We can make this work. Let's do it again. And they made the Suicide Squad movie. Slightly different cast.
I still think that's absolutely hilarious, just the fact that they just said, how about we just try again?
Yeah, basically.
Just like, it's like when you're like, writing an essay and you're typing it up and you've got like final version and then you have final version.
Yeah.
The Suicide Squad is the final version.
Yeah, pretty much. But then they did it again, right? So they did the Suicide Squad. The cast was different. I think the only people who were the same was Margot Robbie was still Harley Quinn, because a lot of people really enjoyed her performance, and she had done the movie Birds of Prey, like, right before the new Suicide Squad movie, and that was really well done, and Harley Quinn's very popular recently, but, and then, what was it, but, yeah, but that movie, the second movie, for some reason, was done way better, and was much more enjoyable, and much better than Suicide Squad, even though they introduced a new cast of characters where only one or two had been introduced previously, which was, you know, Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, and then Waller, who's the person who, like, puts them together as a team or whatever. So, it can be done, like, they did it, but it took them failing hard the first time in order for them to get it and pull it together.
I think it's because, like, you can do, like, ensemble cast movies, like, it's a whole thing, like, especially, like, all that's coming to mind is, what's it called, that one, like, the heist movie with the animals?
The heist movie with the animals?
I can't remember what it's like, with the guy is the wolf.
Oh, I've heard about that. I don't remember what it's called. Yeah, I think that is what it is.
So that's, like, an ensemble cast, and you're, like, introduced to them at the start, and probably one of the main things I think that makes it work is the fact that the introduction's really good, like the first scene.
Yeah.
Well, not the first scene, but like the first, the second scene. But like the first part of the movie, like the sort of introduction, gives you a really good idea of what the characters are like and how they interact with each other.
Yeah.
And that kind of just gives you the established
yeah.
part, and then you just have to worry about the plot. And also, mainly, mostly focuses on like the main character having a story arc.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, it's like, I haven't seen the movie.
So you don't have to worry about doing stuff with other characters.
But like, yeah, like, they... You can do like ensemble cast really well, it's just hard.
Yeah, it's just... It's not easy, especially apparently when you're DC, who continuously don't do a very good job of it. But yeah, no, it's doable. It's perfectly doable. People have done all sorts of like ensemble cast, you know, movies where you have like a group. Although I think part of the trick with those, if you're doing it where like, it's a complete ensemble cast who you've never had introduced in like a previous movie. I think one of the strategies they use with those is that they usually pick one person who they follow more heavily than the others. Cause what?
Yeah, and then the other ones are sort of just like supporting them.
Yeah, cause there was a there's been a few like Western type movies that I've seen, like The Magnificent Seven, I think, is one of them. But I don't know, a few of them on Netflix, and they were sort of these like ensemble casts. Movies where you had like multiple people all in it, but they don't like, you know, they tend to pick one
like,
character and they follow it more heavily.
So I'm gonna like get a bit like tropey with what I'm talking about, so you get confused by anyone listening to this gets confused by the terms, just like look up on TV Tropes the names I'm talking about. So I think most ensemble movies work with, like, a five-man band.
Yeah, usually, I think.
But the main ones they focus on are the leader, the lancer, and, like, the girl slash love interest. And usually, like, it's the big guy and, the, like, the smart one.
Who become the side character.
Are, like, more the side. Either, like, they have, like, their own, like, little side plot, or they'll be more, like, comic relief.
Yeah.
And that usually works pretty well.
Yeah.
Because it means all characters are interesting in their own way.
Yeah.
Like, you've got, like, your main character, who the main plot will focus on, and they've got, like, their whole character arc. They've got a character that's got a bit of tension with them. You've got, like, the love interest. And then you got the guys that are there to be funny, or if you're going for, like, a more less funny, like, less comedy-based angle,
mm-hmm.
maybe have, like, their own goal that they're working towards.
Yeah.
That you can have as, like, a little side plot.
Yeah. And sometimes you do expand the five-man band and, or not expand the five-man band, but, like, you expand the cast to, like, what was it? Like, Voltron, that's a five-man band, but you see it sort of expand a little bit here and there depending on who's with them. Like, Lotor joined them for a little bit, and the squad sort of expanded.
Examples of good writing. Voltron, specifically Legendary Defender, is probably not the best one to be talking about.
To be fair, yeah.
Since we're talking about good writing.
Somehow
we barely talked about Dream SMP in this episode.
Well,
at
Dream
all.
SMP sadly doesn't have any five-man bands.
GMSMB characters as superheroes. No, actually not superheroes. Superheroes is boring. People have already done superheroes. GMSMB characters in the world of DC.
I mean, I can hear. Wait, hold
just
on.
Just titled the episode like "Holy Cow Batman" or something like.
Sorry,
oh, title the episode "Holy Cow Batman" or whatever like that one guy says all the time in the comics.
Yeah. All right, here. Wait, let me get our that. get our minimum requirement of Dream SMP content. So, Dream SMP, but it's Gotham. Dream is Riddler, Quackity is Penguin, but you can switch those back and forth if you want to. Wilbur is Fish-Eyed Mooney because yes, Tommy's Selena, aka Catwoman, yeah. because that just works really, really well. Ronbu is definitely Ivy, aka later on Poison Ivy, because his character is as confusing as she is. Techno is Gordon, whatever the fuck his first name is. Filza is Harvey, not Harvey Dent, but the detective Harvey that works with Gordon, because that also works. Foolish is Solomon Grundy. I don't remember why, but just because he works with Solomon.
Oh, no,
because
he's like immortal, right?
Yes, he's immortal, but then in the show, for some reason, Solomon, or who he was before, aka I think Butch, worked for Penguin, who was Quackity in this version. He was sort of comedic, but he was treated as being dumb, even though he was very, very smart, which I think is also consistent with Foolish. BBH is Hugo Strange, because that just works really well with the egg. Puffy is Leslie Tompkins, because she seems judgmental enough for it. And then Tubbo is Bruce Wayne. I don't remember why. I think it's mostly because Bruce is really good friends with Selena, who I made Tommy. And that was the only other character I could think of, because I already made Ronbu Ivy. So,
also,
that works.
No, I kind of get that. Like, from my impression of, like, what a teenage Batman would be, he would probably build a nuke if he thought he had to.
Yeah, I think personality-wise, that can definitely work. Yeah. So there's my Gotham AU, because I made that in June, and I have stood by it since, because I think it's funny. Mm. I mostly did it just because I think that Quackity as Penguin and Dream as Riddler is a really... Because those two have a very funny dynamic, and I can see that playing out very hilariously with those two characters. Because, let's see, Penguin froze Riddler in a literal block of ice and used him as a decoration in his club. He tortured him. Riddler tried to kill him, like, 4 times. It's just a whole thing with them. Like, they're just really funny, and it just works really well. They, like, hate each other, but... They don't, or they can't. They can.
I mean, well, like, Dream has some B characters, but like, transplant into DC universe. I think Dream should get to be an alien.
You think? Or
actually, no way. What's more interesting is like a Captain Marvel type situation, where XD is the Captain Marvel, and then Dream's just like
just a
guy.
Yeah.
See, I stand by my.
Who can like transform into Dream XD? Who's like a vaguely human-shaped Eldritch Horror. Who's also very magic.
I stand by, I think, my Jason Todd Dream thing, because that works well. Is like,
I'm thinking
he's
like
a regular
like,
guy, but then, you know, he dies and gets
come back
to
life. I know, I'm thinking less like
life.
Dream S&P characters replace DC characters, a more coexisting.
Well, in that case, I don't know, I feel like he would still be then, I think you're not wrong with the alien thing. I don't know if he would go, like, full... like, alien influence, like, maybe he, like, I guess my mind's stuck on DC and not Marvel at the moment, but, like...
Green Lantern?
Yeah, like, a Green Lantern thing, but maybe not the green, because I think green... because each color of the lantern stands for something else, maybe he'd be a Red Lantern, that'd be funny. They just feed off of anger, so that's fun. But yeah,
I mean,
maybe something like that. I feel like he'd
be like it's
a normal
like willpower,
guy.
Right? Green Lantern is willpower, and, like, Character Dream is definitely, like, a very... I guess, like, willful, determined person.
Yeah.
Like, he literally, like, let himself be put in prison just to complete his plan.
That's true.
Like, I think he's a character with a very strong will.
I think Ronbu would be really good as, like a mutant, like an X-Men kind of situation.
And DC is, like, Metahuman, right?
Metahuman, yeah.
I'm listening to that because of Young Justice.
I think Tubbo would definitely fall into, like, the Iron Man, Bruce Wayne, Batman type archetype of, like, he's super smart, he builds all of these gadgets and, like, uses them to try and help people or just, you know, get revenge on the people who screwed him over, like Tony did at some point.
He could be, like, a Batman or a Riddler.
Yeah.
Depending.
I think Filza would either be not a vigilante, but he's, like, the Like Tony Stark has Rhodey, who's like, he's not a superhero, but he's like a military man.
You know what feels would be kind of funny? If he was like a mesh human who had wings, but he was just a regular guy. And people keep assuming that he's like an alien or a superhero, and he's like, no, I'm just a regular guy, I just happen to have wings.
Yeah. I feel like he could be, like, I feel like he wouldn't be a hero, right? But he would have, like, he's not like a normal, he's like a... like a real life hero, you know, like a firefighter or something like that. Like he's kind of, or like, you know, more, I mean, it's comics, so you know, there's got to be some like pro something or other. But I don't know, he'd be kind of like Rhodey, where he's like not a hero, but he works with the heroes and he can suit up and fight if he needs to, cuz like Rhodey is like Iron Man. He becomes War Machine, but like
maybe like play with like the immortality thing. Like what's his name? The guy who's in charge of the League of Assassins, who's like immortal.
Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, like have him just be like
like that, an old but friend. Not like, an they evil went
to,
bastard.
Like they went to school together or something, and like neither of them has any idea that the other is immortal. And then the first time they meet, it's after like 1,000 years, and they just stare at each other like, "Do I know you?"
Yeah. It's like, somewhere. No, it should just be like a... I was like, no, I don't... We don't know each other.
You
can
get
just
so much comedy out of
immortals. Yeah, no, I feel like Phil would not be a hero, but he'd be like the... He could suit up in, like, Action Man if he needed to, but he was mostly there as, like, the... I don't know, the advice... Not... No, I'm not gonna relegate him to the mentor figure, but, like... he can do shit on his own, but he's not out there, like, being, like, a vigilante or, like, running around, like, fighting aliens and crap. But I think Techno is. So Techno is the one who's out there, like, fighting aliens and stopping terrorist attacks and, like, just stopping, like, major, like, world-ending crimes. And then Filza is his, like, maybe not completely human normal friend, but, like... He's more on the reality aspect of it. Like, he's the one who, like, maybe he's their, what is it called? Like,
medic?
Maybe a medic, or, like, the guy who, like, communicates between
man in the chair?
The heroes and the government, like, to make sure that they're not gonna get, Amber. Like, arrested. That kind of thing.
Tell me, I think your idea of him, like, being, like, a thief works well. Like, here's my idea, right? He's, like, a thief, but he lives in Metropolis.
Oh, no.
And Superman keeps catching him and just, like, bring him back home. That's... And he just keeps going back out to do it, and no one can stop him.
He could eventually
be,
like...
Because that is just, like, that's character Tommy. Just, like, not...
I feel like he would fit in well for some reason with, like, the Young Justice team. Like, I don't know if you've ever watched that series. It's an animated series, but there's the Young Justice team, which is like all the apprentices.
I watched all of it. Apparently they're still making it.
Yeah, there's
they stopped after season 3, and apparently they're on like season 4 or something.
Yeah, right now I think Young Justice Phantoms is coming out, but I think Tommy would
be
a good fit for like the Young Justice squad. Like he was the little thief vigilante, but he was like really good at it.
If he's in Metropolis, maybe he like uses like repurposed alien technology.
Sure,
from,
maybe.
Like fights Superman has with aliens.
Yeah,
and he just like steals the leftovers.
Yeah, it could be.
And repurposes them to steal stuff, and then like eventually Superman gets tired of like sticking him back where he comes from and goes, "Okay, right, you're gonna be out doing stuff like this. Like at least do it on the side of justice."
Yeah. Like, you're weirdly good at this.
I think, if you, like, want to have, like, a superhero or, like, an anti-hero Techno, I think it works best if he's, like Deadpool, like, fourth wall breaking.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, you can play with the whole, like, voices thing.
Yeah, that could work with the whole fourth wall thing. See, I don't know why, I feel like...
And, like, people just, like, assume he's just, like, hearing stuff, and then they realize that the information he's getting is, like, accurate. And they're like, okay, maybe he's, like, knows, like, this really genius, like, information collector or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, he's really just got, like, voices in his head that tell him stuff.
Yeah, I feel like Techno, I feel like he can't go full Deadpool in the sense of, like, yes, the voices and the fourth wall breaking, but, like, Deadpool is, like, off his rock or like purely out for himself for the most part. I think Techno would be kind of like he's a hero, like, but he's like, a hero that won't like cooperate with the government.
I think he could be like a mix between Batman and Deadpool.
Yeah,
and that he's got like the preparation and like the paranoia of Batman, but like the fourth wall knowledge and like a disregard for the laws of Deadpool.
I hate to bring it back to him, actually. He might work well as, like, a Jason, like, a Red Hood type, where he's still trying to do good, right?
Yeah,
but he's he refuses to operate on the rules of either, like, within, the government and, like, the legal system, because he's like, no, that doesn't work. Like, the government doesn't work. I can do this myself, and I can fix things, actually, unlike you all. So, like, I think he's kind of in that realm of, like, a little bit joking here, a little bit fourth wall breaking, but in terms of, he's still, like, he's a serious threat, but he's the hero or the anti-hero or the vigilante that won't cooperate and work with the law, whereas, like, Batman works with the law.
Or presumably the Justice League.
Yeah, so, he probably doesn't work with the Justice League either.
Yeah, he looks at the Justice League and he goes,
yeah,
you've got, like, leaders. No authority.
Yeah, he's, like, very, very independent, but at the same time isn't, because he has, like, all of his friends who help him. So it's just, like, he refuses, he will work within his own boundaries, and, like, he doesn't, maybe that's what Phil does. Like, Phil keeps him from getting, like, outright arrested and in trouble with the law, but, like, he will not cooperate with, like, the police or the government, like, military when it comes to anything. He's very much independent and only puts it aside if it's for the greater good. Like if the world is ending, yes, he will cooperate as long as he thinks it will be the most beneficial to the people. But, other than that, he's kind of on his own terms. I think that works well for Techno. I don't know.
Okay, so we're a bit out of... We're almost out of time. Do you guys do a question of the week?
I think we did, but I don't remember. Oh, I think we asked what, like, people's favorite moment from the Dream SMP panels that happened at VidCon and TwitchCon were. I don't think we posted it in the Discord, though, because we forgot about that.
We'll forget to...
So the only ones who would have heard it were the people who, like, watched or listened all the way to the end of last episode, and then we didn't tell them where to answer the question at. So, you know, we're good at that.
We just do the same one then.
Yeah, sure. Or, so what was everyone's favorite moment, if you watched it, from the VidCon or the TwitchCon panels? And
I did not watch it, so I would not know. But the bits that did watch, I liked the bit where Jack Manifold walked onto the stage.
Yeah, that's good. I just, I also didn't watch it, but from the clips I saw, I just thought it was really funny seeing all of the different CC's reactions to the person who asked if Quackbur was a thing. Because that was just... Damn. Yeah, no, that was funny. It was... Tommy had, like, a visceral reaction, and it was hilarious. Yeah, top tier content.
Alright, so that's the end of the episode. We'll see you next week.
Yeah!
Probably.
Who knows? We might have to skip it.
I'll definitely be here, at least.
Yeah.
Alright. Bye.
See ya. Bye!
Well, thanks for listening to the 59th episode of YAHI, and we hope you enjoyed it. If there's any topic you'd like to hear us discuss, feel free to leave a comment or find us on Twitter at MelWahooPodcast, where you can also ask us questions or just get updates about new episodes. We also have a Discord server that you can find a link to in the description. See you next time!